Welcome to Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators with Jordan Donnell. This is a safe place to learn about women's health and sexual wellness. I'm your host, Jordan Donnell, physician assistant, women's sexual health educator, and intimacy coach. On today's episode, we are talking about fertility, everything that you need to know. What is it? What are some of the causes? What kind of labs and initial imaging may be required? Just the basics before we get a little bit deeper into infertility. This is our third episode in our series about fertility. Before we dive into the episode, I do want to tell you about something that I am really excited about and really hope that you guys are excited for this as well. So through this journey, I've kind of learned a lot about myself and learned a lot about what other women need. As we grow up, we aren't really taught about our body, how it works, anatomy, pleasure, orgasms, what we like, how to talk about what we like. That's just not covered at all. And I am so excited to offer a course now to help women learn these things and learn more about what they're into, how their body works, how to make it more comfortable, how to change things, and just more about women having pleasurable experiences. I am so excited for you to join me on this journey. If that's something that you're like, ooh, that sounds really cool to me, I would love to learn more about my body. I would love to learn what I'm into. I'd love to learn how to communicate with my partner. I would love to work with you, and I'd love to chat with you a little bit more about what this looks like. So go to empowered.jordandonnell.com to schedule a time to talk with me, to learn a little bit more about the program, and see if it's a good fit. I am super pumped about this, and I just can't wait to share all of this with you. So definitely go check that out, schedule a time to talk with me, and I look forward to working with you. I am so excited to talk to you guys a little bit more about fertility. Fertility is one of my passions. It's one of like my first thing that I wanted to do when I got out of PA school. And I actually had the opportunity to work in a fertility clinic for a little over a year and a half-ish. And recently actually started working there again. And I am really excited to be back there. Fertility has my heart. I love talking about fertility. I have actually been waiting to talk about this for so long. I purposely wanted to time the fertility talk with Infertility Awareness Week, which is coming up later in April. However, there's so much to talk about when it comes to infertility that I can't just do it in one episode. I kind of give you guys a little bit of a preview the last couple of episodes where we talked about third-party reproduction, gestational carriers, egg donors, embryo adoption. We didn't really talk too much about sperm donation. However, that is another type of third-party reproduction. And then we had Beth share her fertility journey where she used both an egg donor and a gestational carrier to conceive her son, Eli. So now I want to talk a little bit more about what is fertility, some of the labs that go into it, what causes it, just more about all of that. So let's start with the basics of infertility. By definition, infertility is the inability to conceive after 12 months of regular intercourse without contraception in a woman under the age of 35. Or if she's over the age of 35, then it's the inability to conceive after 6 months of regular intercourse without contraceptive. In a normal, fertile, healthy couple, there is about a 25% chance of pregnancy with each menstrual cycle. So that's actually pretty low. If you think about what we're taught in school, we're taught that, oh, you're gonna get pregnant, you're gonna get pregnant. The reality is, like, getting pregnant is actually not that easy for a lot of people. And there's so many components that go into it. Studies show that about 80 to 90% of, quote, apparently normal couples will conceive within the first year of attempting conception. However, About 5 to 15% of apparently normal couples will conceive in the second 12 months of attempted conception. One thing to understand when it comes to fertility is that your fertility starts to decline after the age of 30 in a female, in a woman. This is why it's so important to talk about fertility, because a lot of people don't realize that although our culture is changing, a lot of women are focusing on their career and delaying motherhood. What we don't realize is that, or something that we're not thinking about, is that the fertility does start to decline at the age of 30. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to focus on your career, not being ready for parenthood. There's nothing wrong with that. However, it's something to have in the back of your head that you may want to know where your labs are. You may want to consider cryopreservation, which we're going to talk about on a whole nother episode. You may want to consider just having this in there because unfortunately there is this biological time clock, but there is a way around it when you start talking about cryopreservation and being proactive when it comes to your fertility. Infertility affects a lot of couples. They say about 1 in 10 have, 1 in 10 struggle with fertility. So what are some of the different causes of infertility? When it comes to female factors, you have not ovulating, PCOS, endometriosis, tubal obstruction, cervical factors, chemo radiation, all of that can play into causes of infertility. To back up, let's think about our anatomy lesson. When you look at the female anatomy, you have your vaginal canal and then you have your cervix. So the sperm must be able to travel through the cervix into the uterus through the fallopian tubes. At the same time, an egg needs to be released from the ovaries, picked up by the fembrae of the fallopian tubes, travel through the fallopian tubes and meet the sperm. Then needs to travel through the fallopian tubes and implant into the uterus. There are a ton of spots through there that can be affected and impact or limit fertility. And it's not just one thing. It could be a combination of these different things. When it comes to the ovary and specific causes of infertility from the ovary, you can have irregular or infrequent ovulation. So that's commonly seen in women who have PCOS or who don't have regular menstrual cycles. You can have egg or oocyte. You could have oocyte or egg quality and quantity decline, which increases with age. If you think back to the first episode I did, we talked about how women are born with a specific number of eggs and they don't produce any more during their lifetime. And at birth, they have a couple million follicles. Then at the onset of puberty, you're down to 300,000. The decrease in follicles accelerates after a woman reaches her mid-30s. Some things that can affect egg quality and quantity are going to be smoking, radiation, chemotherapy, and autoimmune disease, which when I was working fertility, that's not one that we talked a lot about, but doing some research on UpToDate, which is one of the popular medical journal or medical resources, that is something that commonly affects your follicle loss as well. And then you have your fallopian tubes. You can have some type of obstruction or abnormality that prevents transportation of the sperm or eggs through the fallopian tubes. So a primary cause of this is going to be PID or pelvic inflammatory disease, which is caused by untreated chlamydia or gonorrhea, which goes back to why it's really important to get tested and get treated. You can prevent PID when you are treated for these STIs. Another thing that can affect the fallopian tubes is endometriosis or those adhesions from prior surgeries and non-tubal infections. Then you move into the uterus, and in the uterus you can have impaired implantation, which can be due to mechanical or reduced endometrial receptivity, which is quite interesting. If you think about, there's all these little receptors in there and they change through the menstrual cycle. So when you are in the luteal phase, you have an increase of progesterone, and that progesterone kind of changes the environment of the uterus to promote implantation or accept a embryo to implant. The other type of uterus abnormalities that can happen is you can have heart-shaped uterus, you can have fibroids, you can have Müllerian anomalies. Those are common reasons why the uterus could impact infertility. And then you have like intrauterine adhesions, things like that. So there's lots of different ways that fertility can be impacted just from a female side. We're not even touching what can happen from a male perspective when it comes to infertility and how all the things that sperm has to go through in order to make a baby. Endometriosis, like I mentioned, is something that can really affect fertility as well, that can cause pelvic adhesions, it can damage ovarian tissues, and interestingly enough, it can produce substances that impair the normal process of ovulation, fertilization, and implantation. And then lastly, you have your cervical factors, so being the sperm being able to travel through the cervix. So normally mid-cycle, you're going to notice some cervical mucus changes, and that mucus facilitates the transport of sperm. And if it's not produced, that can impact fertility. You can also have situations where the cervix is malformed or abnormal. You can have some sort of trauma that's created stenosis of the cervix. So it's closed off and nothing passes through. So like I said, those are just some ways that the woman's body contributes to infertility. The male body contributes to infertility as well. There can be anything from not producing sperm to having abnormal shaped sperm, which affects their ability to swim and penetrate the egg. They can't get through the cervix. I mean, there's just so many different things from the male side. And then when it comes to infertility, you can have a combination of both male factor and female factor. Fertility is not a disorder of the female partner. And that's something that I think is really important to keep in mind, because a lot of women hold that as it's something that they've done because our fertility decreases at the age of 30. And the reality is, like, our partner could be the cause, if not bringing equally as many issues into the ability to conceive. Let's get into a little bit about the workup when it comes to infertility. My advice to you, if you are somebody who is dealing with infertility, would be to go see a reproductive endocrinologist. Don't wait. And the reason I say that is because they are the specialists. They can order the correct labs. They can get right down to it. If you have PCOS or endometriosis, you don't need to wait 12 months of attempting to conceive to go see a reproductive endocrinologist. When you are thinking about wanting to start a family, ask your OBGYN to get your labs, kind of get an idea of where you're at, and don't delay. Go get the help that you want sooner rather than later. Some of the labs that your provider may want to do are going to be follicle stimulating hormone, or your FSH. And this is kind of like the gas pedal on your follicles. I keep talking about follicles, so let me explain what those are a little bit. In your ovary, you have your handful of eggs, and each month a group of follicles comes up, and only one, maybe two if potentially, but usually only one follicle is going to have a mature egg that is ovulated. So all of these little tiny follicles are kind of growing, and the follicle stimulating hormone is the gas pedal on these follicles, telling them grow, 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 grow. Now, the higher the number, that means that your body needs more gas to create a dominant follicle each month. And your FSH, when it's over 35, is considered menopausal. And so that number typically increases with age. Usually, you're going to see that number between 0 and 10. Now, these numbers, talk to your specialist about them, but they vary based on different times of the month and things, but talk to your particular specialist about what their thoughts are on your numbers. But usually, you know, you see those between 1 and 10. The other lab that fertility specialists a lot of times look at is your AMH, or your anti-mullerian hormone. The anti-mullerian hormone is similar to an egg counter. The lower the number, the less eggs you're likely going to produce during fertility treatment. Now, it doesn't mean that you're not going to have a pregnancy, but there's kind of this sweet spot. You want your AMH between like 1 and 5. Higher than that, a lot of times, is consistent with PCOS. So there's kind of this little sweet spot that you want it in, somewhere between 1 and 5, 2 and 5, right in there. Some other labs that are commonly looked at are going to be your thyroid function. Thyroid is super important for neural tube development in an embryo. And it's also really important for hormones and hormone regulation. So a lot of times they're going to take a look at your thyroid and want to optimize that to pregnancy levels. The other thing that they're probably going to look at is your prolactin. Prolactin, a lot of times, if it's elevated, will prevent you from menstruating and ovulating, because it's psyching your body out into thinking that you are breastfeeding. And your prolactin could be elevated if you are breastfeeding, but your prolactin is also elevated sometimes if you have something else going on. So that's something that they're looking for, just to make sure that there isn't anything else going on. And then your vitamin D. Vitamin D is so important for overall health, period. The other lab that they're likely going to do is a semen analysis and take a look at your partner and their sperm. What is the shape? Does it move right? And how many are there? That can all contribute to infertility as well. And then when it comes to imaging, they're going to want to look at the inside of your uterus and for tubal patency with either a saline sonogram or a hysterosalpingogram. Totally butchered that. I'm not the best pronouncer, and I'm okay with that. They're looking to see if your uterine cavity has any fibroids, has any uterine abnormalities, has any adhesions. Are your tubes open? Because if those aren't all, quote, normal, that can affect your fertility. And then a lot of times they're going to do an initial transvaginal ultrasound to obtain your antral follicle count and kind of get this idea of where do you stand in a given month, how many follicles kind of do you have coming up, what's your baseline. Now, when it comes to optimizing fertility, something to keep in mind is healthy weight. Healthy weight is really more like focusing on good, proper nutrition, exercise. This is important for pregnancy and baby, and also menstrual cycle regularity. And so focusing on good nutrition, exercise, nourishing your body is so important. We find that that's so important with a lot of different areas as well. The other thing is stop smoking, and this is for both partners. Smoking can affect blood flow. Smoking affects a lot of different things, but also weed products, marijuana. There have been studies that show that marijuana reduces the sperm quality. And so highly, highly, highly recommend avoiding weed products, particularly in men. Now, I would also recommend avoiding that in female patients as well, but there have been studies done with men. So avoid your marijuana. And I've said this before in other episodes, but limit your alcohol. Some places say limit your caffeine. There's very different opinions as far as your caffeine goes. You may be okay with 1-2 cups a day, but probably aren't going to want to do a couple pots a day. Something else for optimizing your fertility is knowing when your fertile window is. If you haven't listened to the fertile window episode, go check that out. I talk a little bit more about it there. But your fertile window is so important because it is when you ovulate. and it's the 6-day window. It's 5 days before ovulation and 1 day after. Your highest probability of conception is when intercourse is 1 to 2 days prior to ovulation and on the day of ovulation. So knowing that fertile window can be really helpful. There's lots of different tools for figuring that out. In my fertile window episode, we talk about knowing it from a avoiding pregnancy standpoint, but the same method can be used for attempting pregnancy. Something else you can use is LH strips or luteinizing hormone strips. Your luteinizing hormone spikes when you ovulate. So if you get those strips, you can get them on Amazon, you just pee on them, and it'll help you gauge when you're ovulating as well. So those can be really, really helpful tools too. Something else to think about is your lubricant. If you are using a lubricant, make sure you know what's in your lubricant, first of all. Go check out the lube episode for like what to watch out for when it comes to your lube. But there's a lot of mixed reviews on if it inhibits the motility of sperm, how it affects fertility. There's a lot of studies that say there's no effect. Talk to your reproductive endocrinologist. More than likely, they're going to say use lube if it is more comfortable for you. But it's something to consider. Some lubes have spermicide in them. And, you know, these are things that we don't necessarily think about just in everyday life. So something else to go check out. On our next episode, we're going a little bit more into fertility treatment options. We're looking at timed intercourse, IUI, IVF. We're going to kind of dig into all of that a little bit more. So stay tuned for that. This podcast is sponsored by Pure Romance by Jordan Jones, offering top bath and beauty products and relationship enhancement items. Check out the link in the bio to start shopping today. By shopping with Pure Romance by Jordan Jones, you are supporting this podcast. Thank you for joining today and continuing to bring awareness to women's health. If you love the show, please subscribe so you never miss another episode and leave a review for others to see. If you want to see me on the daily, you can check out my bio for links to all my pages. Be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Thanks again and see you next episode.